Good morning, everyone. My name is Sally Kalin, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. This podcast is doing extremely well around the globe in the top 5% of relationship podcasts, appearing on many top 20 or top 50 podcasts to listen to. And that's because of you guys tuning in, listening and sharing. So please continue to do so. I am absolutely thrilled that this little solo podcast is doing so exceptionally well. But I feel like the content speaks for itself. And just from your feedback, and also many of you have chosen to work with me, we do the work here, right? I don't just spill out this information from a place of textbook reading or anything like that, which is fine, you know, but I've lived this path. I've lived it, and I know the way out of toxic. I know the way out of a toxic relationship. And for that reason, it makes me so passionate to share the information that I share. Excuse me. So with that being said, this is really just to let you know that I am thrilled to see so many of you taking that leap of faith in making those changes. Because the one thing I feel a lot of people don't really understand is it takes courage. It takes a full commitment to make changes in your life. And there's one thing to listen to information, have those aha moments, and to actually then go and do the work that it takes to make changes. Because I think sometimes we get a lot of comfort from understanding our patterns, understanding why we end up with a narcissist or why we end up with emotionally unavailable partners. There's a sense of comfort when we get that part, right? But then the next part of that equation is to actually take action in creating change within yourself so that you don't attract another situation like that. So that you can break those patterns and have something different for your life. Now, like I say, this podcast is really designed to give you some information on just really cheering you on, and also just to remind you how it's important to do the work and not just listen to concepts and YouTube clips or podcasts without actually doing anything about it. That the real work does involve you taking action and making those changes. And I have done that in my own life, and I continue to do that. I feel like I'm a continual work in progress, because I believe once you begin this journey of healing, of awakening, you become a student of life, right? And you just become a better, more awake version of yourself every single day. And I know so many of you relate to my story, because I receive so many of your emails. I read all of them, and many of you say it feels like I'm talking just to you, just like we're sitting at a coffee, you know, in a cafe having a coffee. It's like I am saying things that you just resonate with so much. And that is because I have been there. And I also know that I would still be in that chaotic, crazy mess had I not taken steps to make radical changes. And that is what you must do, guys, because you can have incredibly healthy, loving relationships. You can have someone that is going to be there for you. You can have someone that you can laugh with, be completely yourself with, someone who's going to tune in with you, get you, love you, nurture you, support you. You can have all that, but it's dependent on the relationship you have with yourself and how willing you are to look at certain patterns that are playing out in your life currently and be willing to take full responsibility. Because if you don't take full responsibility, right, you can't change anything. If you are still blaming the partners that show up as the reason why things are they are, then you can't change. Or if you're blaming your parents for the childhood you had, then you can't change. You can't change by not taking full responsibility. And it doesn't mean that those people aren't, you know, doing the right thing, or you didn't have an easy childhood. It doesn't take away from that, because those things can be real, right? For sure. But what it means is, at this point as an adult, where you are right now, you have to take full responsibility for the choices that you are making, for the people that you choose to engage in relationships with, the people that you choose to have a life with. That goes back down to you. And if you want to make changes, then it starts with the way you feel about you at the end of the day. And like I say, this is a very short podcast, really just as a reminder that you have to continuously be aware of what you have been doing in the past and how that's going to be different from today onwards, so you can ultimately have a different relationship. Most people tend to repeat the same patterns, right? You look around. People tend to have the same types of relationships, even when they end up with someone that seems so different to their ex-partner. After a few months, few years sometimes, there's the same type dynamic. Why? That often is because that person didn't do enough healing in that breakup and they've just gone right into another relationship that plays out in the same way. Because we energetically attract the same, because it's based on our beliefs, our choices. It goes back to our conditioning. It goes back to what we know is a relationship to be. So if you have always had toxic type relationships in your life, that isn't going to change just because you watch a YouTube clip or you listen to some great podcasts. That's not how you are going to change. It's going to be insightful for you and it's going to give you some sort of comfort, so you know you're not alone and you get to see the other people experience this as well. But that isn't going to be what changes your life, is it? And I said this before in the other podcast, that whilst it's great to see these Instagram feeds dedicated to the narcissist and dedicated to the emotionally unavailable partner, and you know, these are all, you can go onto some profiles and that's all they talk about, which is great, right? You need that information to a certain extent, but just understanding and learning about the narcissist, that's not going to change your life. You actually have to look at yourself and make those adjustments within yourself so you no longer opt back to the narcissist, or you no longer attract that type of energy to you. Or when I said this before as well, not so much attract it, because we can attract anyone, but more that you don't engage in it and opt into it, that you can say, hey, kind of don't like your style here. You seem quite kind of all about you. No thanks. Right? So at the end of the day, this is your reminder that to make changes, it's about being willing to look inwards, willing to look at your own patterns, willing to look at your own conditioning and how you are. When you change you, everything else changes. And it doesn't necessarily happen in an instant. It's about a commitment to love yourself, to put yourself first. And I know that it is not always easy, because as I've mentioned in other podcasts, we become so heavily addicted to certain emotional states, the highs and the lows and the crazy. And we, that is what we're often missing when we make, say, for example, a choice to walk away from a toxic person. We end up missing them. We end up thinking about the good times only, not realizing that it's really our body signaling the brain to get a rush, to get a hit. And so we start thinking it's the person we're missing, when really it's the emotions of what that relationship brought us. And that's very different from the person per se. Because if you were to look at that person, you can see that you don't like the qualities that they have, a lot of them. You don't like the way they treat you. You don't like their selfish attitude. You don't like their fluctuating moods. You don't, right? You get my idea. So this is the difference between someone that wants real life change and a new life to someone that thinks they do. And that, you know, that sounds a little bit harsh, but we all want a better life, right? But how many of us are willing to do what it takes to create that new life? How many of us? We have to be willing to invest in ourselves sometimes, make that decision to invest in a therapist or a coach or someone, because you want better. And that is my message today. It's not enough just to read some great inspiring quotes or listen to a few podcasts or you know, watch a few YouTube clips. That is not what is going to change. What is going to help you create change is by taking consistent action, by doing different to what you've always done, so creating new habits, new routines, new thoughts, new feelings, new behaviors. These all are a follow-on from by doing that. And then choosing to every day to show up as that new version of yourself. And this is why it's important, I believe, in having someone by your side in that process, because they elevate you to that next level. And it's so much easier having someone that can be there for you. And I always say this, if it's not me that you choose to work with, then go and find someone that you have resonance with, someone that you can do this path with. Because I spent years trying to figure this all out on my own. And whilst I could do a certain amount of it, like we all can, I didn't get the most growth. I didn't get to where I needed to go. It was only when I invested my time and I made a commitment to myself. I thought there's no way I can live my life in these crazy relationships anymore. It's going to kill me. And I need to put myself first. So go to my Instagram if you would like to book a free call with me. There's a booking form over there. Come follow me over Instagram. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask. But in the meantime, guys, I want to just congratulate all of you that are doing the work, that have invested in yourself. My clients, I am so proud of you. And I say this to you, as you know, when we work together, you hear it from me all the time, but I am saying this publicly. Like, I feel like I have the best clients ever. I work with people that want the change, that aren't just, you know, and I always say that, you know, if you want to come and work with me, I don't work with people that kind of want change, that sort of want it. I want people that are all in, because I want to go deep with you. I want to take you on that journey. I want you to completely transform your life. And you got to be up for it, because, you know, I can take you on the deepest awakening healing journey of your lifetime, but it all depends on, you know, are you ready for it? So this is why I do these one-to-one free initial calls now. I sometimes in the past, I haven't always done them. People have signed up and I haven't done the initial calls, which is great. People have signed up and it's been amazing, but I feel like now with my coaching, because I feel very specialized in the work that I do, I want to make sure that I have people that are 1,000% all in to do the work. So there's been a sort of switch there in, the people that I choose to. So if you're ready for that, guys, if you're ready to make the big changes and you want someone with you on your journey, then definitely this is the place. Go and DM me. I'm sorry, go to my booking in my bio on Instagram or on my website, sallykalen.com. So I will love you and leave you there, guys. I will be back in a day or two with a new podcast. But like I say, please scroll back and have a listen to the other episodes. Any feedback, I welcome. I'd love for you to leave me a good review if this is something that you find helpful. And I just want to remind you that you are incredible and you really... You just all inspire me as well. Like, I am always inspired by the people I have worked with, and just incredible. Like, so yay, this is so great. So as I said to you, just reach out to me for bookings, because they are filling up now for the next month. And I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Bye, guys.